previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
19 after 8 right now. So Moneyweb, they've successfully used podcasting to extend their online presence, and with over 60,000 downloads a month, they're growing every single day. Now, in a time where digital presence is key, we wanted to catch up with Rake to find out the challenges and advantages of podcasting as a whole and the benefits to a business. And Rake Vanikak from Moneyweb, the editor, is on the line this morning. Good morning, Rake.
Good morning.
Are you well?
Excellent, thanks. A nice thunderstorm here in Joburg, currently on the go, so it's nice.
Oh, no. I've been hearing about these thunderstorms in Joburg. If you can just send some of it down to the Eastern Cape, that'll be lovely. Thanks.
I will most certainly do so.
All right, we wanted to talk about podcasting and just some background on Moneyweb's podcast and 60,000 downloads every single month. And the progression that you have had with this podcast. Why did you decide to go into podcasting?
Moneyweb's a financial news provider, and we've got a big web presence, and we also do some radio content for SABC radio stations. But podcasting is one of the fastest growing media platforms in the world. We sat around the table one day and we conceptualized that we think there's room for a morning business radio show in South Africa. We went to pitch it to a lot of people and everybody said, nah, they don't want it. And then we decided to make it a podcast. So the idea was to get a podcast recorded before 7 o'clock in the morning. So we recorded from 6:30 to 6:50. And this show's name is Moneyweb Now. And then by 7 o'clock, we've packaged it into a podcast, and it goes on all the major podcast platforms. And then the idea is, so when somebody drives to work, they can just switch on their phone, click on a few buttons, and then they can listen to the podcast whenever they want to, whenever they get into their car. And that principle seems to be very, very successful, and we've seen some significant growth.
Rakets Lee, I know we're speaking about 60,000 downloads a month and, you know, this exponential growth every day, but I'd like to know what that growth curve looked like, particularly during a pandemic where obviously online, consumption was huge and finance particularly was top of mind.
Yeah, that's an interesting question because we wanted to launch on the 1st of April, which maybe in hindsight wasn't the best date in any case, but then we were in full lockdown. We launched on 1 May. We on our website, we saw a massive spike, and these things are normally linked. So when the website, the traffic spikes, we saw an increase in podcasts. This is only one of our podcast products, the Moneyweb Now one. We have several others as well, and all of them have really experienced significant growth early on. People wanted to know what is going on, how will this pandemic and the lockdown impact my finances, how will it impact my investment. We saw a lot of interaction on social media where people reacted to the podcast. And there was a lot of interest, and you could have seen it in the traffic. But the key there was to provide content for people that answer those questions they had. So we had a lot of sit-downs to talk about what content do we need to cover and what do we need to get onto those podcasts.
Rick, it's Charlton here. So I'm listening to all this information that you're giving out in podcasts. I'm a business as an owner. What advice would you give me if I'd like to grow my online presence with a podcast program, for example?
Well, first of all, a podcast is not something that if you do it, it will fly. You need to create content that will inform your listeners. It needs to provide good content they really want to consume. And that is critical. Just having a podcast for the sake of having a podcast won't work. And it can be a lot of effort for very little return. The key is what you need to convey. If you have a business, you need to convey that you actually know what is going on in that business and highlight in a very almost entertaining way what the key issues are people need to be aware of. Moving off can be from something simple like, say, a restaurant, right through to a seller of hardware. There are dynamics which normal customers should be aware of, and if you can package that the correct way, people can start to regard you as, wow, this guy or this person is, they know what they are talking about. Listen, I'm going to listen to this, and hopefully it will increase my knowledge about that particular industry. So if you are quite cunning and you can really convey in a nice way, in a very entertaining way, and informative way, content about a certain topic which is better than others, you can really build your brand.
Well, I have to agree with you. I mean, content is absolutely key. It's you can't put podcasting out and then expect that you're going to have this massive result, thousands of downloads. And we talk about what you're doing as well with MoneyWeb. The 60,000 downloads doesn't just happen by itself. It comes from the content that you're providing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just as a matter of context, we've got two radio shows where we've been packaging podcasts for many, many years. And those two combined ran around 100,000 a month. And here we started a new product, and it's launched up to 60,000 a month from nowhere. And there isn't lots of, and we don't market it on any other platform apart from our website and social media. And the key there is, if you create content people want, it will fly.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.